On Roanoke College Week, LED bulbs reduce energy consumption, but can they get better? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Stephen Hughes, assistant professor of chemistry, examines this question.
How can we make lighting our lives more energy and cost efficient? Keeping our homes and workplaces bright now accounts for approximately 20% of all our energy consumption. By replacing standard incandescent bulbs with commercially available LED bulbs, one can improve household lighting efficiency by 600%. Yet there is still plenty of room to continue improving LED technology. Take the phosphor. A phosphor is a substance that helps convert the harsh blue light from bare LEDs into warmer wavelengths that are easier on the eyes. But traditional phosphors are expensive and tend to absorb LED blue light poorly. Because of this, there's been a push to replace these materials with semiconductor nanocrystals. Nanocrystals are tiny crystalline particles with a variety of uses. In the world of LED lights, they are potentially a more cost-effective way to strongly absorb the blue light. In fact, some of these materials are being used in commercial televisions and tablets already. Unfortunately, the nanocrystals currently being used for these applications are cadmium-based. Cadmium is toxic, and its use has become heavily regulated both in the United States and internationally. As a result, the industry is looking for cadmium-free replacements. We are currently researching two semiconductor material systems, silver gallium sulfide and copper indium sulfide. While these are more complex chemical systems, they have some ideal properties that make them excellent candidates as LED phosphors, such as ideal color and long-term stability. In our lab, students routinely grow these nanocrystals using high-temperature, air-free synthetic techniques. Afterwards, we measure their optical performance, studying how well they both absorb light and subsequently re-emit it by fluorescence. Many traditional materials in lighting are bad at what they do and use up a lot of rare earth materials. New compositions of nanocrystals can potentially match the performance of today's cadmium nanocrystals without the dangers posed by toxic elements.
That was Stephen Hughes of Roanoke College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.